Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I've lived in mid-city LA for 30 plus years, and I've been eating in the Ethiopian restaurants that lined Fairfax Boulevard for as long as I can remember. But I never knew the history of this neighborhood. Independent producer and LA native Shaka Tafari recently explored the area's roots for a three-part series called Exploring Africa in LA, A Little Ethiopia Story. In this excerpt, he introduces us to Fikra Gebremariam, known locally as Mr. Fikra. He owns Rosalind's, the city's first Ethiopian restaurant on Fairfax Avenue.
After settling in LA's Koreatown neighborhood, Mr. Fikra was working as a real estate agent when he first learned of Rosalind's restaurant.
It's by accident, actually. Rosalind's at that time used to be located on La Cienega Boulevard. It was owned by a Liberian woman. She was a nurse at UCLA. Her husband was a teacher with the LA school district. And they opened their first West African cuisine on La Cienega Boulevard around 1975-76.
But in the 1980s, the Liberian couple was ready to retire and wanted to sell the place. So they contracted Mr. Fikra to help close the deal.
I had a buyer for a restaurant. So we went to look this restaurant. It was a beautiful, decorated, just like as if you are in West Africa. But the deal didn't go through. But since I liked the place, I decided to buy it myself.
Talk about seeing an opportunity. That same year, he decided to move the now Ethiopian restaurant over to its current location on Fairfax Avenue.
When I came here in 1988, pretty much before that, it was 100% Jewish business. In the early 80s, most of those Jewish business owners, they got retired and the children moved back to the valley. So it was kind of declining. It wasn't really a very nice block.
There were roughly 30,000 Ethiopian residents in LA when Mr. Fikra bought Rosalind's. Equipped with a liquor and entertainment license, Rosalind's quickly became the spot for East Africans looking for that little piece of home.
So by the 90s, we used to bring a lot of singers from Washington, D.C., from Ethiopia, to entertain this place.
So you had a little concert hall in here.
Oh, yeah.
To my surprise, Mr. Fikra owned the Rastafarian store Mama and I used to visit back in the 90s. It was right next door to Rosalind.
That, the Rastafarian store that you're talking about, next door. He was my tenant. His name is Carl, Jamaican guy. He had the Rastafarian stores.
But I was even more inspired when I learned that Mr. Fikra encouraged his friends and colleagues to also set up shop right here in L.A.
By the time, sometimes in the 90s, I invited a lot of Ethiopians to come open a business. Things changed.
Soon, Little Addis, as it was commonly referred to back then, included other Habesha restaurants, grocery stores, salons, and a travel agency. The L.A. Times even dubbed him the godfather of Little Ethiopia. Godfather love, if you ask me. Over time, the Ethiopian community on Fairfax stretched even further south to Pico Boulevard.
So we came with an idea. We said, you know what, Ethiopians live here a lot, north, east, west, and south. This is a kind of a center for the community.
That's Mr. Bedhanu Asfa. He came to L.A. in 1981 and studied computer science at Trade Tech. In 2000, he and his brother, Mr. Getahun Asfa, bought the legendary restaurant Mesob. The brothers and the other Ethiopian entrepreneurs in the area had been regularly gathering with Mr. Fikra at Rosalind's, discussing what the future could look like for Ethiopians in L.A.
We decided to become an advocacy group, so giving people a voice and also to make involve Ethiopians in local and civic businesses and everything.
2 years later, Little Ethiopia in L.A. becomes the first enclave in U.S. history named after an African nation.
Anywhere in the world.
My bad. It's the first neighborhood in the world named after an African nation. Mr. Bedhanu made sure that I knew that. Little Ethiopia in D.C. was the second in 2004. Since then, there have been no others.
This is one of the things that adds to Los Angeles culture. something new brings. Really very interesting. It's like, you see, you can go Mexican Riviera, you can go Thai Town and Little Tokyo, so on. So this is represent pretty much the whole Africa, in Africa's culture.
That was an excerpt from Shaka Tafari's three-part series exploring Africa in L.A., A Little Ethiopia Story. You can hear the entire series at kcrw.com/Little Ethiopia. Now that it's November, it's time to get serious about Thanksgiving. Need a new pie idea, tips for gluten-free stuffing, or maybe you're finally ready to ditch the big bird and need a new centerpiece? For this year's Good Food Thanksgiving episode, I'll be joined by my friend and colleague, Andy Barragani, to answer all of your Thanksgiving questions. Talk to us. What do you want to know? Whether it's cocktails, sides, or even table etiquette, we are here to help. So send us an email at goodfood@kcrw.com or message us on Instagram. Our DMs are open. Follow us at KCRW Good Food and ask away. Coming up, I don't like to pick favorites, but there is something about Nigella Lawson. She brings her infinite kitchen wisdom to Good Food in 1 minute right here on KCRW.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.